Law inevitably requires interpretation. That's one reason lawyers often turn to something called legislative history. Legislative history is just words. It's floor statements and other materials published in the Congressional Record, and it leaves a trail for those who later wonder what a bill's sponsor meant by certain language or why Congress omitted something. A judge can turn to legislative history and find out what happened. Legislative history also serves as a come-back-to-haunt trail when a legislator falls from grace. As I write this, former Congressman Mark Foley stands accused of sending suggestive emails and highly sexualized text messages to young men who'd served as pages or legislative helpers in the United States Capitol building. I say young men because the law provides that pages must be at least 16 years old and have completed 10th grade, but not yet started 12th. They sleep, go to school, work, and eat on Capitol Hill. The text messages, as published by ABC, are particularly graphic. The person who uses the identifier MAF54 uses words like stud and phrases like great legs as among the least offending. And yet, before he resigned, Foley's congressional website, another trail of words, reported that he had a commitment to youth as the co-chair of the Missing and Exploited Children's Caucus. His language on the House floor is often both sentimental and strident. Childhood is the time of life that should be treasured and protected, he said in 1999, suggesting that child abuse be attacked at every opportunity. On the floor, he often credited bills with protecting the nation's children, including one he sponsored about child modeling on the Internet. But this floor statement, perhaps, is the most interesting in retrospect. We should warn our children not to be engaged in conversations with adults on the Internet, he said in September of 2002. And pity the congressman who told the House chamber that Mark Foley and he were working together on a bill to protect children from the business of sex and pornography, or the one who noted that Foley had spent a lot of time with pages and so wished to thank them formally. Foley's words of thanks are also part of the congressional record. In 2002, the congressman suggested that he was near tears as he bid the pages farewell. He revealed that he'd almost sent a graduation present to a male page, but then thought better of it, knowing that all pages would then expect a gift. He remembered that he'd taken a male page to lunch at a fancy Washington steakhouse in his BMW as a part of the page's auction bid. 2 years later, Foley suggested that the pages had received a long exposure to the good and bad Congress has to offer, and asked the pages to stay in touch. He stayed in touch, we now believe, with at least two pages at various points in his congressional career, one by email and one by text message. So former Congressman Foley was, it seems, taken down by a trail of words, his legacy cemented not by those captured in the congressional record, but by words captured in cyberspace. I'm Amy Guida.